one of the most frustrating things that I can come across, I suppose not the most frustrating, but one frustrating thing I come across regularly when people are purchasing property and I'm acting for the purchaser. They will come in here or on the phone or on the email and they'll say to me, the estate agent said, or the auctioneer said, or the vendor said, or the builder said. And I have great difficulty explaining to them that you cannot rely on what the builder said, or what the vendor said, or what the estate agent said. Because if it's not in the contract, it doesn't exist, quite frankly. You need to operate on that basis. And the reason for that is because there's a special condition in most contracts for the sale of second-hand property, and indeed new property in Ireland, but certainly for second-hand property. And it'll be along the lines that purchasers agree and accept that no statement, measurement, calculation, account or description in respect of the property shall constitute a representation inducing the purchasers to enter into the sale. This agreement sets forth the entire agreement and understanding between the parties in connection with this transaction. In other words, this special condition in this contract shuts off all of the other stuff that you might have been told by the vendor, by the builder, by whoever. You need to be clear on that. If it's not in the contract, if the representation isn't made in the contract or in the course of correspondence between the solicitors, then you simply cannot rely on it. Now, it may turn out to be true, but it may not. And if it doesn't, then you cannot really pursue it, because this comprises the agreement between the parties, between purchaser and seller, and comprises the entire agreement. And it essentially contains a disclaimer about any statements or representations that were made to you prior to the contract being entered into. And as I say, most contracts will have the special condition telling you that this agreement is the entire agreement between the parties. There's general conditions, there's special conditions, and that's it. And if it's not in that agreement, well then, forget about it. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, you might give it a thumbs up down below. Thank you.